Well, the stage is set for the final scene in the drama over speaking time that has swept aside the customary niceties which helps get the political work done in Leinster House. The words of RTÉ's political correspondent Micheál Lehane as he writes this morning about this seemingly intractable dispute which has led to little actual work being done in the Dáil since last December. At the heart of it are the government supporting regional independent TDs led by Michael Lowry, who want to be given speaking rights to question the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. The opposition is dead against it, united like never before. The government's plan is to call the Rigs other members, and they will share this new time on the Dáil schedule every Wednesday and Thursday with coalition backbenchers. A vote is expected today, just after 3 o'clock, and the government parties have a majority, so they will win it. But what's the opposition's plan? Well, we're with us in studio this morning. Our Sinn Féin TD for Fingal West, Louise O'Reilly, and Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire, Barry Ward. You're both very welcome indeed. Louise O'Reilly, why is Sinn Féin, after all these weeks, still so opposed to this? All the talks, all the meetings, and still you're so opposed.
Well, it's not just Sinn Féin.
Of course.
It is, obviously, as the lead party of opposition, Sinn Féin are among the number, but it's Sinn Féin, Labour, Social Democrats, People Before Profit and Independent Ireland. And this is a very, very serious and grave matter, because what the government are trying to do is reduce the capacity of the opposition to hold it to account. It is not just the job, but I would say nearly the duty of the opposition to hold the government to account. This government are somewhat allergic to accountability. They don't want that.
But how is your time being reduced? Because they say not one second will be lost.
So in terms of Taoiseach's questions, questions to the Taoiseach, which happen twice a week, they want to reduce that now to half. And they also want to have a slot whereby members of government can also question the government, which is beyond ridiculous, to be frank with you. And nobody listening to this programme believes that members of government will hold the government to account. So, I mean, we have made our position very clear. But more than that, actually, the Ceann Comhairle has made her position clear. And the Ceann Comhairle has said that the members in question in the Lowry group cannot consider themselves members of opposition. So therefore, it is absolutely intolerable that the government would seek to pull a stroke and force us to somehow accept that these people can be in opposition. They can't. They are government TDs. So therefore, they must be treated like government TDs. And I want to be very clear. So, you know, I want to get on with doing the work that I was elected to do. Mm. What we want to see from the government is respect for the Ceann Comhairle's decision, and also to hold themselves to the promise that they made via Hildegard Nocton in the Dáil, that the solution to this issue would be one that was agreed between the government and opposition.
Okay. So there's still time. And you haven't agreed. Barry Ward, the regional independents led by Michael Lowry, they are getting the benefits of being in government, and under your proposal, they're also getting the benefits of being in opposition. How on earth is that fair?
Well, the first thing is, as you've correctly identified, not a single moment of opposition speaking time is being reduced as part of this. And that's an important point. Louise suggested there's a reduction in the capacity of the opposition to question the government. Nothing could be further from the truth. And even under these change proposals, the Taoiseach will be the most accountable head of government of any parliament in Europe.
Well, it wasn't me saying that the opposition time isn't impacted.
No,
I was saying that
Louise
you
said that.
Saying that. But let me put to you, the government is planning to have the time available to the opposition to oppose the Dáil agenda each week. And you're also planning to have the number of questions to the Taoiseach from 6 to 3 and to cut that time from 90 minutes to 45. So how is that not impacting opposition?
Well, first of all, that's not uniquely opposition time. The Taoiseach's questions are shared between all members. But it also has to be balanced in the fact that there are increases in other areas in relation to topical issues, for example. But even with those reductions in place in relation to Taoiseach's questions, for example, the Taoiseach remains accountable to the Dáil directly as leader of the government for almost 4 hours a week. Contrast that with Westminster, for example, where the UK Prime Minister answers questions for just 1 hour, one day a week.
But the nub of this is giving the regional independent groups, who are part of government, opposition speaking time?
Well, no, I don't agree that that's the number of it at all. You have 53 Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil backbenchers who are currently cut out of so many opportunities to speak within the Dáil to hold the government to account. And Louise thinks we can't hold the government to account, but I have a mandate the same as she does. And there are people in Dún Laoghaire who want me to raise issues with ministers and with the Taoiseach and with the government. I should have an equal opportunity to do that. Under these proposals, which are very modest in nature, I still won't have the same opportunity that Louise does or her party colleagues do, but I will have some opportunity. And rather than locking out almost a third of the Dáil in terms of those government backbenchers, rather than locking us out, what we're talking about is giving us an opportunity to also exercise our mandate, to also represent the people who elected us.
Let me put that to Louise O'Reilly. Doesn't everyone who's elected need to be given time to ask questions, whether they're in government or not?
Well, there's plenty of time for people to ask questions, and indeed I often sit in the Dáil during oral questions when members of the government don't turn up to take their slots. So, you know, there is time. Equally, and we know this, members of government have access to ministers in their parliamentary party, etc., etc. But what is fundamental here is the government are asking people to accept that somehow the Michael Lowry group can be in government and opposition at the same time. They seem hell-bent on protecting Michael Lowry and his status and the status of his group at all costs, including breaking a commitment that they gave themselves, and also absolutely disregarding and disrespecting, I would say, the decision of the Crown Corla, which she communicated in writing. So what we want to see is we want to see those TDs that are opposition to be clearly identified, and those TDs that are government sit with the government. What we don't want to see is some kind of stroke or a fudge whereby we are asked to pretend that you can somehow be in government and opposition at the same time. That is absolutely unacceptable to the combined opposition. And you were right in your introduction to say it. The opposition have united because this issue is a very fundamental issue. It is about accountability. And as I've said, this government are allergic to accountability. But that will not stop the combined opposition led by Mary Lou MacDonald and Sinn Féin in insisting that we have accountability on the floor of the Dáil.
Barry Ward, there's no committee set up yet. So no public accounts committee, no health committee, no all these committees which do work to move legislation and to scrutinise matters as well. The concern that the opposition have is that the regional independent groups, the members of that, are they going to get positions on those committees which should be allocated to the opposition parties?
You know, and Louise has repeated this mantra that somehow the regional independent group are going to be part of the opposition. Nothing could be further from the truth. When this first started, the opposition objected to the fact that they perceived that speaking time is going to be taken away from them. When it was clarified that there would be no reduction in opposition speaking time, then it was about regional independent group members being part of the opposition. When it was clarified that they would not be part of the opposition, then they were told, well, asking questions of leaders, the leaders' questions, is only for the opposition. They keep changing the goalposts. It's not about regional independence. It's about enfranchising the 53 Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil backbenchers who are not ministers but members of government parties who are, at the moment are locked out of operating the mandate.
But on that, committee's question, will they get positions on those committees which should go to the actual opposition?
The committees are divided on a strict de Haan system. Now, one of the things that Louise says she wants to get on with the business, but actually it's her party that has prevented those committees from being formed.
Absolutely not.
It is her party that's prevented us from getting on with the business. Her party leader put out a video to saying that we hadn't introduced any piece of legislation, when in fact there have been three government bills despite the fact that committees are not in place and we can't progress those bills because the opposition won't cooperate with that. Fine Gael is the party that's pushing to get on with the people's business. We are urgently trying to get things done, but we're prevented from doing so because Louise knows very well the committees can't be formed until the House of the Oireachtas Commission is set up and until that de Haan system is put in place, and until the committees are put in place, committee stage of legislation can't be passed either. Okay. That's what's delaying things.
Louise,
okay, so the Crown Corla made a decision and she issued that on the 4th of February. And from that date, the opposition have been anxious to get committees back up and running on the basis of the decision made by the Crown Corla. It's the government that are blocking it. I mean, you know, it's not just me saying the government are on a go slow or call, you know, the do-nothing government, but really the only enthusiasm they've shown for any legislation is the legislation to get more super junior ministers and more money for them.
Do you accept, though, that the Lowry group, the regional independents, will not get positions on those committees which are allocated to the actual opposition?
Well, government TDs will get government positions on committees and opposition TDs will get opposition positions on committees. However, what we won't tolerate is a ruse whereby we're expected to accept that TDs that are in government, and specifically the Michael Lowry grouping, that those TDs can somehow attempt to hold the government to account, when in fact the same people stood on the plinth and said they will support the government in good times and in bad. I mean, they could not have been more fulsome in their allegiance to this government. So this is about accountability. It's not about a few minutes here and a few minutes there, and the government can try and trivialise it if they wish to, but this is about accountability, and the opposition are very determined to ensure that we hold the government robustly to account. And while the government have been busy doing not very much bar trying to get themselves additional money, the opposition have brought forward motions in relation to the Occupied Territories Bill, waiting lists, ambulance services will be debated as part of a Sinn Féin motion this afternoon, motions on for special education needs, school places. We have been busy trying to do our work. We want the committees to be set up, and in fact in February we stated very clearly that we will, on the basis of what the Cian Chorla has decided, establish those committees. Okay. And if the government wanted to do it, it would be done by now. It is the government that are stalling on this. It is not the opposition.
What is it, Barry Ward, about the regional independence group led by Michael Lowry that you are going to the nth degree for? Why not accept the Cian Chorla's ruling that they are not opposition? Why not treat them like the Green Party were in government, a minority party in government, they're government backbenchers? Why are you going to this level to put in place another proposal which does not have the backing of the entire opposition and ramming it through the Dáil today?
I'll do two things. I've already said twice it's not about the regional independent group. This is about actually backbenchers within the government parties of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. It is fair to recognise, though, within the regional independent group, two of them do not support the government. And of those who are down as supporting the government, they've also voted against the government. But that's not what it's about. And in contrast to what Louise is saying, she talks about legislation, for example, and we've brought forward the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman Amendment Bill, the Social Welfare Brief Partners Pensions Bill. Legislation is being brought forward. In contrast to Sinn Féin, who have had five blocks of private members' time since the beginning of this year, they haven't brought forward a single piece of legislation. So the criticism seems a little bit hollow there. You haven't used your time to actually debate legislation. But the point is that, of course, the political ruse that Louise is trying to perpetrate is that it is about this small group of independents. It isn't. It's about rebalancing the Dáil. And far from being immune to criticism or to accountability, this government, as I said, is the most accountable government. The Taoiseach is the most accountable head of government of any parliamentary leader in Europe. So let's actually be honest about what the issues are.
Just a final point to you, Louise. What's going to happen this afternoon in the Dáil? Do you have any that you're going to share with us?
Well, what I would say to you now, and I would say to Micheál Martin, if he is listening, that there is still time for him to meet with the members, the leaders of the combined opposition, as I say, led by Sinn Féin, but the combined opposition are united on this. There is still time for Micheál Martin to meet with the leaders of the opposition and to hammer out
20 hours of
a resolution to this issue. But we have said very, very clearly that we cannot tolerate
this. You cannot compromise. And that the opposition has not moved one iota.
So we have
20 hours of meetings.
Okay, so just please stop interrupting me, Barry. We have made a proposal and we have made amendments. Not alone that, but our whip, Padraig McLaughlin, has attended hours and hours and hours of meetings and put forward constructive proposals to get us through this impasse. What the government are doing is they are putting all of their effort and energy into protecting Michael Lowry and his group, into facilitating Michael Lowry and his group for reasons that I don't know and Barry hasn't said. And what we are saying very clearly is we are determined to bring accountability to the floor of the Dáil, and we will ensure that that happens.
Thank you both very much indeed. Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, Barry Ward of Fine Gael.